You are locked in to the Cobos Insurance Center Wrestling Show here on WEOL, brought to you by Cobos Insurance Center, your Grange independent agent. Rocco Nucci alongside Tom Evans here with you on a Wednesday evening, and it should be a fantastic show as we have a couple of very special guests lined up for you. First, it will be Mike Deanna of Century 21 Deanna Realty, proud sponsor of this show, and then we will move on to a head coach of the North Ridgeville Rangers, that is Joel Melvin. So we'll hear from both Mike Deanna and North Ridgeville wrestling coach Joel Melvin coming up here next segment. But Tom, an honor to be seated alongside you once again. How you doing today?
I'm doing great. A little better than you, I see, Rocco, with the leg wrapped up there.
Yeah. I don't know the full extent of what I did, and for the sake of not grossing anyone out listening, I won't go into full detail, but the crutches are back out. The arms will be jacked by the end of March, I would hope, at least. So very much looking forward to that. But
Rob and I can get you a membership in Athletes Anonymous. We're both charter members, so anytime you get the urge to do something athletic, you call one of us up and we come over and talk you out of it. So,
Is it that time already in my life, Tom? I thought I had a little bit of time left before that came around.
When you're on crutches, buddy, that's somebody trying to tell you something.
Man, you're like the third person today, or at least to tell me this, too. Oh, boy. Downward spiral for Rocco Nucci this week.
Father Time is undefeated, Rocco.
Yes, he is. Boy, oh, boy. Well, I'll tell you what, we are very excited to hear from both, again, Mike Deanna and North Ridgeville wrestling coach Joel Melvin. Mike Deanna joins us next right here on the Cobos Insurance Center Wrestling Show, brought to you by Cobos Insurance Center, your Grange independent agent. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back here on AM 930, 100.3 FM. Tom, we're online
at WEOL.com.
It's the Cobos Insurance Center Wrestling Show, brought to you by Cobos Insurance Center, your Grange independent agent. Rocco Nucci, Tom Evans here with you on AM 930, 100.3 FM, WEOL. We're online as well over at WEOL.com and on that free WEOL mobile app. Well, as promised earlier, we have a very special guest lined up for you right here, right now, from Century 21 Deanna Realty. It is Mike Deanna, owner of Century 21 Deanna Realty. Mike, how are you doing today, sir?
I'm great, thank you. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing just fine. Thank you for asking. And boy, we're excited to talk some high school wrestling here with you. We could just start with, you know, what are your general thoughts about the season thus far in the area? I know some good local representation. Just curious, your thoughts on how this season has gone as we still try to fight through all this COVID nonsense.
Yeah, I mean, it's nice to see the schools dropping their protocols that people have to wear masks, or grandparents and parents can't watch their kids wrestle, and they're not canceling all the state tournament and all that good stuff. So I'm just excited for the opportunity for the kids and their families.
Mike, you come from a great history of wrestling. I have some great memories of you wrestling. We talked a little bit earlier about it. Just tell us about your high school wrestling career at Bay and some of the things that kind of got you on and off to college.
Oh, I wrestled at Bay High, and Joe Scaletta was our coach, and did a great job. When I was in eighth grade, they tied for the state championship title, and then when I was a senior, we were runner-up by a half a point. So we were very competitive as a team. You know, my family enjoyed wrestling. My dad was a state champ at West Tech High School back in the 50s, and so it's just sort of in our blood, just love the sport and still do.
Mike, and correct me if I'm wrong on this, but I think you were one of the first four-time state placers in Ohio, because I think right up until before you became a freshmen were not allowed to wrestle varsity. And I remember you're 145 pounds. You placed, I think, fourth place as a freshman, and then you were a three-time champ. Am I correct on that?
Yeah. I mean, I'm not sure exactly when freshmen could or couldn't compete. And it was that way in college, too. I know they thought it was you know, the philosophy back then was they thought it was better for the freshmen to get acclimated in college and away from their family, so they did not compete. They just practiced, which I think was a big mistake, because that was the one thing that would bind the kids, the team, everybody together, the families. So I'm glad they don't do that anymore. And they stopped it about the time I was a freshman in college. So I know there were a couple other. There was a Hopple, three-time state champ before me, and there was, of course, Tommy Milkovich, who was a three-time state champ before me. So there was a couple before me, but I couldn't answer the date on the exact year when freshmen were allowed to compete.
I just remember standing on the balcony at St. John's, just marveled. Again, we have Mike Deanna with us from Deanna Realtor. Mike's been a sponsor of Lorain County Wrestling for a long time. He's helped us out at the Brew Kettle with our coaches show. Mike, talk. You know, you were one of the first guys from Northeast Ohio to get recruited by Dan Gable to go out to Iowa. Tell us about that experience with one of the legends.
Well, that was a lot of fun because Dan was at the time, and so was I, very young. And Dan was technically, when he came out in the spring, was still the assistant. And he would be named head coach in April. And he was assistant to Gary Kirtlemeyer. And so we were both kind of new at the game, and I really enjoyed him coming out. We just had a good time talking about all things wrestling and non-wrestling. And wasn't that long before him coming out, he won the 72 Olympics. So his name was, you know, big time on the world stage and in the United States, of course. So they had just won two NCAA titles, the first two, actually, before he became the head coach. So he never got credit for those two titles. He was the assistant. And then he recruited me, and, of course, they won, like, 15 NCAA titles in 21 years. And Gable, as a head coach, won 21 straight Big Ten titles. So that's pretty amazing.
You know, times were different back then. How do you find you here in Northeast Ohio, Mike?
Well, times were different back then, but I mean, it's just, you know, everything evolves. Everything goes around, and everything evolves. And, you know, in any sport, he's really the most accomplished coach in any sport. I think there was somebody at the turn of the century, the last century, in maybe golf out on the West Coast that might have won 10 or 11 NCAA titles in golf. But as far as his overall in 21 years and never losing a Big Ten title in his coaching career, I think that's obviously probably unparalleled.
We're talking to Mike Deanna, Deanna Realty, Century 21 Realty. Mike's a 1999 inductee into the Ohio Wrestling Hall of Fame. Your son, Tony, also wrestled for Mike Antonishin over at Westlake as well. Talk to us about it from the dad's perspective, Mike.
Well, it's a lot harder. It's easier to step on the mat for me personally anyway, but, you know, it's a nail biter and you can't do anything about it. But Tony was very successful like my dad was, and Tony was a multi-time state qualifier and wrestled at Ohio University and four-year letter winner, multi-time place winner in the MAC. So, of course, I'm real proud of him, and our whole family enjoys the sport.
Mike, I got one last question I have to ask you, and this is a little not too far off topic, but, you know, when you were out of college, your dad was selling wrestling shoes, the Mike Deanna wrestling shoes, and I got to tell you, it's the most comfortable wrestling shoe I ever wore in my life. Honest to God, and, you know, I've been wearing wrestling shoes for over 50 years of my life, and those Deanna wrestling shoes were the most comfortable wrestling shoe ever. How'd you come up with making a shoe, Mike?
Well, I was coaching in college, and I had been running a camp store, and we decided to try to move in that direction to add to our both camp store offerings and nationwide offerings out of our warehouse. And so we imported those, and they were actually manufactured in Taiwan. And at the time, ASICS, who of course did and still does have a lot of financial backing, they came out with a split sole, and I think for the kids who might be listening today, the younger kids, junior high or high school or even younger, a split sole might be great if you're an elite athlete where you don't take off and run the hallways of your high school. But you need support. You need arch support to do those things. And so a lot of those kids never changed their shoes and they had arch problems. So that's how we came up with the idea, was have a thin, solid sole and then a suede leather upper, which was not a nylon, which – you know, allowed the shoe to breathe and yet mold to your foot. So it was a good product, really. I think a lot of people liked it.
Wow, incredible. Mike, one more before we let you go here. You know, from somebody that clearly, as we've just discussed, with the storied wrestling background that you have and clearly still in touch with wrestling today, are there things that you'd like to see the sport of wrestling maybe try out or continue to do to move in the right direction in terms of getting more participants and getting more publicity and things like that?
Wow, that's a multi-pronged approach. Some people will talk promotion. Some people will talk wrestling rules. Some people will talk high school versus freestyle. But I think there isn't one silver bullet. And I think participation has to be the key to growing any sport. And I'm a firm believer, and I'm friends with Dan Keenan, the former superintendent at Westlake, who was also a varsity letter winner and captain at Purdue University. And we talked about this quite a bit. I'm a firm believer in, to graduate, you should have to participate in an extracurricular activity. And it doesn't, every kid in the school and boys and girls don't have to wrestle. But you should participate. It could be the chess club or the yearbook or the band or wrestling or whatever it is. Because I think you learn the social interaction and the growth that's necessary instead of staying home on your phone. And I think that's what we need in all sports. And I think whether you promote it, whether you change the rules, to me that's secondary. And the most important thing is participation. And just like you take English and math four times a year before you graduate, you take 4 years of it. You should have to be whatever, you know, like I said, the band or the chess club or some, you know, the yearbook, wrestling, soccer. It won't hurt the kids at all, and it'll help them socialize and grow. And I think wrestling would be a big benefactor in that, because when you get into a one-on-one sport, and I'll use cross country as an example, people don't realize how physically challenging and mentally challenging a one-on-one sport is. Golf, same way. Wrestling, same way. I think kids would really benefit from that requirement to graduate.
Well, no disrespect to any of my mathematicians out there, but I certainly use a lot of my sports skills from back in the day in terms of social activity and things like that more than I use sine, cosine, or tangent, or any of those things. So, yeah, no disagreements here. Mike, it's been an honor to have you again. We've been joined by Mike Deanna from Century 21 at Deanna Realty, helping provide coverage here in Lorain County with the wrestling scene. Mike, big thank you to you once again. Thank you so much for stopping by. Hope to have you on again soon.
Thanks for the invitation.
Thanks, Mike. Take care.
Bye, Tom.
And there he goes, Mike Deanna from Century 21 Deanna Realty. And I like that there at the end. That's an interesting idea. You got to participate in an extracurricular activity before you can graduate. I don't know if that'll ever get implemented in schools, but it's an interesting take right there from Mike.
Well, I know over on the east side, Hawkins, a private school, Hawkins makes everybody that goes to school, if you go to Hawkins school, you have to participate in some
really?
Kind of co-curricular. Yeah,
wow.
That's a requirement.
I mean, I don't disagree. I mean, you learn a lot. A lot of my skills were from playing sports or doing different clubs in high school and things like that. So very cool, very cool. Well, again, a big thank you to Mike Deanna from Century 21 Deanna Realty for stopping by, getting some good information from him. We'll step aside, take another quick break. On the other side, we're talking some SWC with head coach of the North Ridgeville Rangers. You know him as Joel Melvin, and he joins us next right here on the Cobos Insurance Center Wrestling Show, brought to you by Cobos Insurance Center, your Grange independent agent. We're on AM 930. 100.3 FM, Tom, or online
at WEOL.com.
And welcome back. It's the Cobos Insurance Center Wrestling Show, brought to you by Cobos Insurance Center, your Grange independent agent. Well, part two of our double feature this episode comes your way right now on the hotline in the form of North Ridgeville Wrestling head coach Joel Melvin. Coach Melvin, thank you very much for returning to the show here this week. We always appreciate when you're able to stop by. How you doing today?
I'm doing great, guys. Thanks for having me. It's been a long time. I was wondering when you guys were going to give me a call.
Well, Tom's always good to bug you sooner rather than later, so we'll hear from Tom here shortly. But, Coach, first and foremost, you know, you guys hosted the SWC tournament this past weekend, a fifth-place finish for you guys. So just kind of curious, you know, your overall feelings of how that went. You guys were playing host, of course, as well, as I mentioned. Just your thoughts on how this weekend went.
Yeah, I thought we wrestled well. You know, obviously as a coach, you always want more. You always want a better finish than what you end up as. I felt, you know, we had our first conference champ since 2017 in our 215-pounder, Tyler Duff. Had a great finals match against a rematch against Broadhurst from Avon Lake. 2 weeks ago, Broadhurst got the better of Duff. 3-2, and Duff came out on top this time, 9-8. Definitely some close matches, and it was great to see to be a part of that excitement for Tyler. Had a couple of close losses in the finals with Zach Orsino, and another rematch against Avon Lake with Perry. They had another great match, And then Jared Counts lost a nail biter in overtime to Doherty from Avon. But overall, you know, had some you know, guys finishing third. Eddie Powers, our heavyweight, he's always a fan favorite. He was able to place this year, took third. And then Tyler Fair took third, wrestled well. And even and then we had our last placer was freshman Ian Rattari at 106. So overall, you know, I thought it was a great tournament. You know, the SWC is always tough, always. So it definitely is a good preparing tournament or a preparation tournament for sectionals that are coming up.
Joel, you know, I took a look at the venue. First of all, it looked awesome in the new gym over there. The setup looked great. But Elyria's first time in the league, and you know, they are who we thought they were. They're as good as they advertised. But a little bit different this year with Olmsted Falls and Berea Mid Park down at the bottom of it. So is there a changing of the guard going on in the SWC?
I don't really know. I know they're young. I know Olmsted Falls and Berea are young, You know, their coaches, they kind of expected, or not expected, nobody ever expects, but thought that they would be lower. You know, Avon Lake did an amazing job. Scott's doing a great job. So, you know, with his dad and the coaches over there. And yeah, obviously, Elyria is like you said, they're definitely, they are who everybody thinks they are. You know, so. I would like to say that we're a part of the changing of the guard. I would like to be think that we are considered part of that too. You know, I thought we were going to finish a little higher. Midview is kind of, you know, every tournament they're in, they're up at the top. So, you know, Sean and his staff's doing a great job. So it's definitely interesting, and I'll tell you, it made it the tournament a lot, you know, funner, a lot more fun. Sorry, proper or improper English. That. You know, to see Avon Lake and Elyria going back and forth. You know, I saw at one point we were in third. I was like, wow. You know, I think that was heading after the end of the semis or midway through the semis or something. It kind of caught me by surprise. Definitely. You know, some great wrestling coming up through the ranks of the SWC.
Yeah, I didn't want to talk to Sean after the semis because they look like they lost six. They won one and lost six in the semis for Midview. So it looked like a rough semifinal round for Sean Bristow and the Midview Middies over there. You know, in Elyria and Avon Lake just flip-flop. Elyria had five champs, two runners-up. Avon Lake with two champs and five runners-up. And we know how young that Avon Lake team is. And I quite honestly, I thought next year would be their year, but they obviously are putting things together this year pretty well too. Joel, tell us a little bit about now. You turn around and you see the usual suspects at the sectional meet. Is that work to your advantage, disadvantage? What do you think about that?
I would say it's both. You know, if you're in a position to where you've beaten a guy, you know, let's say a dual meet, and then in the conference tournament, you're coming back and you got to wrestle him again. You know, I tell all of our boys, it's tough to beat a guy three times in a row. And then on the flip side of that, you know, like for instance, with Zach Orsino and Jared Counts, who now have lost to the guys that they lost to, Perry and Doherty, you know, I'm like, listen, it's hard to beat a guy three times in a row. So, you know, we go back to the film and we do, you know, study, and we spend this week fixing our mistakes and, you know, hope to come out on top this time.
Joel, with the with wrestling being allowed to see themselves and move around this year from sectional to sectional, did you guys give any thought to maybe going someplace else, or was it just always going to be Midview?
We didn't have a choice.
Okay.
I was shocked. I actually had a conversation with Midview's athletic director, Dan May, at the dual meet. I'm like, you know, what? I thought we were supposed to go through the seeding process. And what I was told, from what he was told, like, we're the outliers of – all the teams, like the Western outliers, so they're just going to keep us together, I guess.
Oh, yeah, because I saw the Division II. Boy, they ran our Division II schools all over Northeast Ohio. Firelands is at Lake Catholic. you know, Brookside and Keystone, or go out to Painesville Harvey, and then Beachwood, and then Clearview's at Beachwood, and Vermilion's at Sandusky. So you want to talk about seeing all of Northern Ohio? Our division schools, two schools in the county, are doing that.
We said that if we had a choice, like, I love going to Midview. It's right next door. They do a great job. The teams that are there the last 2 years, there would now be three. It's definitely a great sectional tournament, but the assistant coaches and I agree. We're like, we'll go to the Ed sectional. We'll follow them, just to kind of, get exposed to wrestling them, in the tournament, and then being away from them in districts, so trying to do a little bit of strategy there, but, that was all talk for nothing.
Yeah, Rock and I had that conversation off air with the team seed this year, that way back when we tried to institute this in the early 2000s, Bill Barger was the head coach at Walsh Jesuit, and they were number two in the state, and Ed's is number one in the state. He goes, if you do it, I'm going to Ed's a sectional. And everybody looked at him like he was crazy. He goes, no, I'm going to Ed's a sectional. He goes, that way I'll be away from them at districts and at state. They'll guarantee that I'm away from them the rest of the way. He goes, I'm going to follow him. And it kind of squashed it back then, quite honestly, because he was adamant. And they might have been 1 and 2 in the country at the time, not even just 1 and 2 in the state, for crying out loud. But,
Those are some great duels and tournaments with those guys.
Yeah, they could have put a sectional together by themselves and nobody else showed up. I mean, that was the way they got after it back then. So
right.
Well, hey, Coach Melvin, we certainly appreciate you stopping by. As always, our apologies for making you wait a little bit before your return to the show, but always an honor to have you join us. So thank you again, Coach Melvin, and best of luck as sectionals are right around the corner.
All right, thanks, guys. Appreciate you.
Good luck to you, Joel.
Thanks, Tom.
And there he goes. Head coach of the North Ridgeville Rangers wrestling team is Coach Joel Melvin. And an interesting conversation, listening to him talk about sectionals and everything. And, all of our SWC teams kind of clustered together over there. Midview, everybody else, sort of scattered.
Yeah, they're spread out all over the place. All three of our division, or all five of our division, three schools are going over to Independence, Black River, Columbia, Leary Catholic, Oberlin, and Wellington, and that'll be a good show over at Independence, because there was some jostling there, because Tuslaw, actually from Ashland area, chose to come up to Independence this year. They had been down at Northwestern, the Northwestern sectional, which is loaded with Wayndale's down there, and Mapleton's got a really good team, so they're going to drive past two other sectionals to get to our sectional, and that's probably a good move on their part.
Yeah,
so.
Wow, crazy how that all works, and for geographical purposes, some folks they're happy about it, some folks aren't so happy about it, but hey, is what it is. So once again, a big thank you to our two guests who joined us here this afternoon. It was Mike Deanna from Century 21 Deanna Realty, and you just heard from head coach of the North Ridgeville Rangers wrestling team, Joel Melvin. So big thank you to both of them for joining us here this afternoon. Tom, a big thanks to you once again for making that trek on over to the WEOL studios here in downtown Elyria and giving me some injury recovery lessons. I can always appreciate those.
I got a phone number for you for a doctor too.
Oh, you're not leaving without giving me that thing, so I'll make sure I get that from you. So once again, big thank you to Mike Deanna and Joel Melvin. Once again, a big thank you to Tom Evans for joining us here. I'm Rocco Nucci saying thank you for tuning in to the Cobos Insurance Center Wrestling Show, brought to you by Cobos Insurance Center, your Grange independent agent. You'll see us next Wednesday.